the Archbishop of Westminster, says he doesn't believe that. The Pope has also condemned the killing.
Unarmed civilians are being bombed and shot at, and this has even happened inside the Holy Family Parish complex, where there are no terrorists but families, children, and sick people with disabilities. It is war. It is terrorism.
Labour says there are questions for the government over the handling of a £200 million deal for PPE during the pandemic. Businesswoman Baroness Moan has admitted lying to the media about a contract, but says that's not a crime. The son of a Hong Kong newspaper publisher says he fears he'll never see his father again as his high-profile trial gets underway. Jimmy Lai, who founded a pro-democracy publication, faces a possible life sentence under controversial national security laws. Imported goods will face a carbon levy in 4 years' time. The Treasury is aiming to reduce emissions by charging a fee on carbon production and prevent UK firms being undercut by foreign ones. A bank has revealed how Netflix subscriptions spiked when the streaming service cracked down on password sharing. It's among the insights given by Monzo into our shopping habits. Matt Steele has more.
The digital-only bank's hinted that many of its customers may have been borrowing login details, as when Netflix changed its rules in May, spending shot up by a quarter. Monzo's also revealed Leicester spends the most on nightlife. McDonald's is the top place for eating out everywhere in the UK, except Sunderland and Newcastle, where people prefer Greggs. And the release of Barbie and Oppenheimer in July saw cinema spending surge by 260%.
And an outfit worn by Princess Diana has broken a new fashion record, selling for 11 times its estimated price at auction. The black velvet dress was bought for more than £900,000. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Simon.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's look at the weather for this Monday, the 18th of December. 12 degrees, light cloud and a moderate breeze for today. And it should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with another week. The final week of 2023 for me, as I won't be back until after the Christmas holidays. And roads are really clear today as well. I have to say a big thank you to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. He got me for the next 3 hours with some music chat and my guest as well. So looking forward to chatting to Amy O'Shaughnessy. Now, she is a co-founder of George's Rock Stars, which is a charity set up in 2020 with the aim of providing music therapy for children in hospital. We're going to be hearing their track Let's Make Christmas Loud a little bit later, and this charity is in the memory of a gorgeous son, George. So we'll be chatting to her at 11:30, and I can't wait to play you the track. And also I'll send you a link as well for the video. It's up on my Facebook page, all the W's, facebook.com/eatmybrunch or Michelle Ward, and you'll find it there. So yeah, I had a really nice weekend. Do you know what I had at the weekend? I have to say, on Sunday, I went to, it was a I think it's a vegan or vegetarian cafe. I don't know. Well, it might, no, it would have been vegetarian cafe because I had clotty cream and they wouldn't if it was vegan. Anyway, so, do you know what? Should I have a wrap? They had like halloumi and all sorts of cheese and things. Well, it, maybe it was vegetarian. Yeah, it was vegetarian because they were eating dairy. That's right. No meat, which I don't mind. I don't, you know, sometimes I eat quite a lot of, I'd say vegetarian friendly food. I don't have to have like meat with every meal. Anyway, moving on. I thought I'd have a pot of tea because I drink a lot of coffee. So I thought I'd have a pot of tea and I'll have a scone or scone. I think I call them a scone, not a scone. Now, do I say scone or scone? Clotty cream with a scone. Oh no. I don't know, you know. Clotted cream and can I have a scone? I say scone. I'm trying to see if I say scone or scone. Scone. We say scone here, don't we? Oh dear, I'm very confused. Anyway, so I'm expecting, you know, I've been to, you know, a few sort of shops and had this very occasionally. And I think the last time might have been with when my mum was alive, so it's been a good couple of years ago. And sometimes we'd have half a scone each. Yeah, I do say scone. Because mum could never eat a whole one, and she was also diabetic, very, very good with her sugars as well. So this would be a treat for her, and she would only have half, you know. Always made sure her sugar levels were fantastic. Anyway, so I ordered this scone, and this scone arrived with the raisins in it. It was huge. It was near the size of the plate, and I was like, oh my word. And that was exciting in itself because, you know, I'm a bit old and a bit, you know, sad. And what exciting thing did you see? I saw a giant scone. Most exciting thing has happened to me in weeks. Anyway, it was this giant scone. I thought, well, it's not going to, you know, when you sort of, well, it can't taste. It won't taste very nice, obviously. Anyway, so cut it in half, and I did this. I put the clotted cream on first and then the jam. Now, if you don't like that, that's your own fault, and it's your own problem to deal with. But that's the way that we always did it. The person I was with said, that's the common way to do it. I said, how dare you? How dare you? So, I don't know. Other people put butter, then clotted cream, then jam, or they put butter, jam, then clotted cream. I don't know who these people are, but they can't be my friends. Anyway, so I did it the correct way. Cut it in half, clotted cream and the jam. cut it in half. They were ranting and raving about how wrong I'd done it. And I had a nice pot of tea in a cup and saucer as well. That was amazing. That just reminded me of being at my mum's. I mean, we always used to have mugs, but back in the when I was a kid, we always had cup and saucer. And it just, you felt more, I don't know, refined. And this scone was awesome. It was one of the best scone I've ever eaten. It was the best scone I've ever eaten in my life. It was soft and it was fresh and it was flavoursome. Oh, it was lovely. Now, the only thing I would have liked is probably double the amount of clotted cream because I am quite greedy. But it was lovely. Tiptree jam. If you want to know where I went, I will give you the details because it is based in Essex. I won't say on the radio, but I will give you all the details where I got the most amazing scone. And you know what? I think for scone and a cup of tea, I think it was £5.50. So, I mean, it's still quite expensive, but the size of that scone was massive. And also, I got a cup of tea as well. So I think it was £5.50, it might have been £5.25. I need to just check that. But it wasn't like, you know, when you think some things are like £7 or £8, that was a real nice little treat. Still quite expensive, but the scone would be enough to feed two people, and it fed me. So it was. But it was delicious. If you like a scone, send me a message and I'll tell you where it is. Now, the question of the day all this week, or all the questions of the day this week, are going to be festive ones. Oh, what's this? A little message from Bob. What's he sending me? What's he doing? Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Good. Sorry. I thought Bob was letting me down today, but he's not. So we've got a festive question of the day. What is your festive Christmas drink? That's what I want to know. So it's a drink that you have only at Christmas. Don't really have it much throughout the year. What's your festive Christmas drink? And there'll be other festive Christmas questions of the day for the rest of the week. Here's Dua Lipa with Houdini. You can get involved, send me a voice note. Got a brand new Christmas jingle coming up as well from Anva. It's amazing. Thanks, Anva.
Time is passing like a solar eclipse. Christmas is the best time to listen to local radio because it's still local and it's still radio. But it's Christmas.
Thank you so much to Anne for that. It's brilliant. Also, I did a duet with Gary Barlow on TikTok at the weekend, and Take That like the video. I was so excited. Sad, I know, but I was so excited.
I've been through a year of madness. Place my hope with sadness. If I'm waking up the hardest, and every day felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Then you. Yeah, you opened up my window.
wish I'd fallen in love. Cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you, I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you, be home. Everywhere I go. I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You tell my skies into your corner from my blue.
Is playing at the Voodoo Lounge in Chelmsford this Friday, the 22nd of December. And if you want to check out the interview I did with him, it is up on the website, or the www.phoenixfm.com. And you can find loads more there, including, which it should be. Is it up online already? It should be, is it? Let's have a look. Oh, I don't know if it is. Is it up on the line yet? It might not have been edited yet. We had our Christmas festive play that happened over the weekend, which was live. So I don't know if it's up there yet, but it will be very good. So do check it out. But we've got so much more. This Stepping Out. You've got Sunday Sessions, Greaties, Dance Anthems, loads of stuff. Having a Ball with Keith Ball. You can listen to the Not Just Travel interview. Curveballs. There's so much there. Go and have a look. All the W's, phoenixfm.com.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it. To book a free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfoods.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Button Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit sehbac.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Loving that. Biba Doobie and Lefrey with A Night to Remember. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. So besides eating a giant scone, which was delicious, nobody's asked me yet where I got it from. I might not even tell you now because you've upset me by not asking me. Did I do any Christmas shopping? Well, I sent off a few packages. Now, I've sent off a couple of things from the post office lately. It's a bit hit and miss, isn't it, where if stuff actually arrives. I mean, out of, there was one that went first class recorded. That never made it to its destination. Disappeared in the Royal Mail system. I mean, they must get hundreds of thousands of packages go missing. But I don't know how they track it down. Because I took it to the post office. The post office then had it there. And it just vanished, and it was something that I'd sold on eBay, so it never arrived, never was signed for by the person that bought it, so I had to give them a refund. Nothing at all. I did get a little. I did actually. I've got to pay some money in because they gave me some money, the post office, quite quickly because it had gone missing. But it was 50% of what the actual cost of the item was. Now, it's my fault because I should have sent it with more insurance on it. But still, at least I've got something back. You know, you just have to let these things go, don't you? Not worry about it too much. But, yeah, I was not very happy. What's this? Oh, that's lovely. My sister just sent me a lovely picture of my mum sat down in Brighton along the seafront, relaxing in the sunshine. Oh, that's a lovely picture. Yeah, we've all got different. It's strange, isn't it? You've all got your own memories of your parents, and I've obviously got sisters and you know, brother and etc. And then I get pictures from my sisters with like pictures that I haven't got that they've taken, or they come up on their timeline as memories, which is lovely. Yeah. Now, I'm going to be talking to my guest a little bit later. That should be a really interesting chat. And, yeah, Amy O'Shaughnessy is the co-founder of George's Rockstars, which is a charity set up in 2020 with the aim of providing music therapy for children in hospital. And Amy set the charity up in memory of her gorgeous son, George. So we'll be talking about that and also listening to the track, which is called Let's Make Christmas Loud. Did you hear that little jingle that I put in earlier that was very kindly put together by Amber Anderson? I'm just going to play it for you again. Here it is.
Do you know, Christmas is the best time to listen to local radio because it's still local and it's still radio. But it's Christmas.
Love it. Here's the White Stripes who fell in love with a girl.
Three. of us who pay the price come home with the leaves. And nation after nation turning into beasts. Oh, when will there be a harvest for the world? Yeah. When will there be?
The tune. That is the Isley Brothers with Harvest for the World. Let's get some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, straight onto the roads. I noticed this morning coming along the M25. Very quiet. People must have broken up for the Christmas holidays already. So very quiet, and also very quiet around Brook Street roundabout, which has been horrendous over the last couple of weeks with those roadworks and ongoing roadworks. But perfectly fine this morning. No issues there. A1023 is fine. A little bit busy around Wilson's Corner and also around Shenfield Station as well. There are some temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A129 Rayleigh Road. That's at Nethergate, heading down from the N25 towards Lakeside. It is pretty clear at the moment and coming back through the tunnel, so not as busy as you would think on the run-up to Christmas. M11 is looking fine, and if you're heading up towards Chelmsford, you've got a nice clear run. Remember, shop local over Christmas. Put your money into the local businesses so we don't end up with empty shops or just 400 coffee shops. As much as I do love a coffee, I bought myself a coffee machine, I told you, didn't I? My friend has got an amazing coffee machine, which does the milk as well. My one is, I don't know, I bought it because it was a tiny little coffee machine. And it's very nice, but it does very small cups of coffee, which it must be like an espresso type machine. I don't know. But I think what I'm doing is I'm heating up the milk in the microwave and then pouring it in with the coffee. Yeah. It gives you that little shot in the morning. I started off today with an egg, though, today. I had been having my Weetabix. I like my Weetabix. But I've moved on to boiled eggs this week, from the weekend. And I like a dippy. It reminds me of being a kid. I have a boiled egg with soldiers. I always cut the bread into little soldiers and then dippy-dippy. And then, after I've dip in the egg and there's no dip left, I'm going to tell you what I do. I then put in vinegar and salt, and then mash up the remainders, and then I put that onto the little finger soldiers and eat them. I don't know why. It's weird, isn't it? I have vinegar with egg, and if I was to have like a mashed up boiled egg, I would still have vinegar and salt. I like vinegar. It's mind you, if I was having fish and chips, I don't put vinegar on chips unless I was down by the seaside. And I have to tell you, I went out on Friday. Oh, no, I went out for even more food on Friday at a place called Toulouse, which actually was Toulouse. It's in Southend, and it's called Toulouse, T-O-U-S-E-L-O-U-S-E. But it actually was two toilets that they knocked into a restaurant. And I met up with my friend, and very nice it was too. Oh, she's got a lovely car. She's got a brand new, one of those lovely minis, like a mini Countryman. I said to her, please leave it to me in your will. She went, that's not very nice, is it? I went, not really. I said, but you know, needs must. Should we play some more music? I think that we should, Michelle. What about going back in time? This is her. This must be about 22 years old. Wow.
Shake it out, girl.
Nearly the same age as me.
Peace. Hey. Lightning in skies. She's sexy. How else is God supposed to write her name? She's sexy. She wants to move, but you're hogging her. You're guarding her.
She wants to move, but you're hogging her, you're guarding her. She wants to move, she wants to move, but you're hogging her, you're guarding her. Beat it, mister, look at your girl, she loves it. I can see it in her eyes, she...
Ashley Slater with Christmas Lullaby.
I can't make you take it slow, but let's sit back, relive the year gone by. It's impossible to live. Sit with me, remember precious days. Snow kisses your cheek like summer, sunshine, winter is the time to be here. Live in the present. Joy at Christmas time. It's impossible to know where stars may fall, but we know they will. We can be sure the sun will rise and bring new days, memories to love. Snow kisses your cheek like summer, sunshine, winter is the time to be here. Live in the present. Christmas time. Take the time to love what you have got.
You've got all that you ever needed, all that you ever wanted to have, wrapped in your loving arms.
so cherish what you got there. Be with your loving family tonight, this Christmas night, everything's right. Together we're tied, we're in the light, every Christmas time.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, absolutely loving the Ashley Slater track there with Christmas Lullaby, and that is independent music.
Do you know, Christmas is the best time to listen to local radio because it's still local and it's still radio. But it's Christmas.
Thank you so much. I got that from Amber Anderson. I was like, I love it, Amber. Love it. Here is Madness. Here is It Must Be Love.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy. Nothing less.
listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
And all this week I'm going to be playing songs that I've absolutely loved throughout the year, all the independent music that I really enjoy. And this is the JoJo Man Band. I've played him loads over the last year and the year before. Check him out online. This is called Fuzzbox.
Love your Fuzzbox.
Inside.
us up to the news. Here is Chris Rea, driving home for Christmas. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
See those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time. Driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe in tailbacks. Oh, I got red lights all around, but soon there'll be a freeway. Just the same.
Local radio, because it's radio and it's local.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.